And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 2nd of January. January is Apple and Apricot Month, Artichoke and Asparagus Month, and Tubers and Dried Fruit Month. January is also Fiber Focus Month. Fiber, or roughages, are the carbohydrate component of plant foods that cannot be digested by our bodies. However, their lack of digestibility does not mean they're bad for us. On the contrary, fiber contains multiple health benefits. Fiber benefits your health by improving digestion, controlling blood sugar, lowering cholesterol, aiding weight management, and reducing the risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and many cancers. Aren't plants wonderful? Remember, animal flesh and animal secretions contain no fiber, and the average American gets about half of the recommended fiber each day. Next time someone asks you, "But where do you get your protein?" ask them, "And where do you get your fiber?" January 2nd is the Western feast day for St. Basil, who lived from 329 to 379 AD. St. Basil, like many early church fathers, was a strict vegetarian. St. Basil said, "If one lives soberly, the animals will be secure. They will never pour forth their blood. Men will never cause beasts to die. The knives of cooks will be useless, and the table will be loaded with the fruits given us by nature, and we will be content." In the terrestrial paradise, or Eden, they never sacrificed animals. They never ate meat. This happened after the deluge. God did not say, "I have given you the fishes for food. I have given you the cattle, the reptiles, the quadrupeds. It is not for this that he created," says the scripture. In fact, the first legislation allowed the use of fruits, for we were still judged worthy of paradise. It's the birthday of Matt Ball, born on this day in 1968. Matthew Ball is an American animal activist. He is co-founder and president of One Step for Animals. Previously, he was director of engagement and outreach at Farm Sanctuary, and before that, senior advisor for Veg Fund. In 1993, Ball co-founded Vegan Outreach. Ball served as the group's executive director for 21 years. Matt is credited with helping shift the animal rights movement to a more utilitarian focus, particularly with a focus on chickens. He is the co-author of the Animal Activist's Handbook, author of The Accidental Activist, and author of Losing My Religions. He was inducted into the Animal Rights Hall of Fame in 2005. Ball says, "We must focus on getting people to consider their first step toward compassion rather than arguing for our current philosophy or diet. Most non-vegetarians tune out when told to go vegan, but may consider starting to make changes like adopting meatless Mondays or eating fewer chickens. I certainly don't think it would hurt if we were all animal advocates instead of vegans or vegan advocates. Never talk about ourselves, never talk about our diet, never talk about our rules or dogma. It should never be about us." The publication of On Animals, Volume 1, Systematic Theology, by David L. Clough was on this day in 2014. This volume is a project in systematic theology, a rigorous engagement with the Christian tradition in relation to animals under the doctrinal headings of creation, reconciliation, and redemption, and in dialogue with the Bible and theological voices central to the tradition. The book shows that such engagement with the question of the animal in mind produces surprising answers that challenge modern anthropocentric assumptions. The transformation in our thinking about animals, for which the book argues, results from looking squarely for the first time at what we are already committed to believing about other animals and their place in God's creation. The Christian Century said, "Clough's systematic theology offers a clear-minded theological account of the interconnectedness of all things." And here's a nursery rhyme for today. "The north wind doth blow. The north wind doth blow, and we shall have snow, And what will the robin do then? Poor thing. He'll sit in the barn and keep himself warm and hide his head under his wing. Poor thing. The north wind doth blow. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to be an animal advocate today.